a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Can I just put my hand up? I know that you've gotten rid of it now, but we were just talking about milk and you played Khaleesi's milkshake.
Yeah, my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Right. And I said to you off air, this is kind of embarrassing.
This is very embarrassing.
I love that song.
This is astounding.
I love that song.
I'm flabbergasted.
Oh, so am I. Well, when I said to Beck, hey, have you had your milkshake this morning? She's like, oh, no, have you? And I said, no, your milkshake. And then it occurred to me, oh, that's what that song's about. I was very focused on the dairy product, which is the milkshake. Like, I didn't realise that she meant she was
so you thought she was just like milk. Making a milkshake in the kitchen with the window open and
well, that's what the film clip's about too. My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right. It's better than yours, I could teach you, but I have to try. That's really embarrassing.
No, it's a euphemism.
Yeah, I know, I got it. Like, I, you know, but I didn't get it. Mm. I didn't get she was like shaking her milk. You know?
Do you know sometimes you meet people and you're like, how old are you? And they'll tell you how old they are. And then you're like, how have you survived this long?
Okay, there might be someone else out there that just realised. 5223 2955.
You are not, don't.
Oh, I'm not saying call. Don't. I'm just saying. There
you
might.
Just said call. Don't don't put it on other people. Tony from Corio.
Oh, thank God.
You haven't just twigged, have you?
Nah, mate, I thought I'd just ring up and just stir up Loggy and give it some hope and then absolutely crush it.
Right. So what you're saying to me is that you've called so that I would be like, yes, Tony, but really, no.
Exactly, Loggy. I'm starting to think of those warning labels that you read on stuff and sit there and go, why would you possibly put that warning label on there? It's purely for you, Loggy.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
A man that we like to talk to whenever we've got Elvis-related content mm-hmm. or snake-related content is Jack Gatto.
Yes.
And I'm hoping he's on the line right now because I'm having a little bit of a tussle with our phones. But on the line, I believe we've got Jack Gatto. G'day, mate.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, yes. Good. Thanks, mate. You're live on air, so this is good.
That's
this
great.
Is all working beautifully. Now, you reached out to me the other day and said, hey, look, there's a bit of bad press going around at the moment around snakes. And and that struck a chord with me because I've seen it even in sort of my local Facebook groups, suburban ones.
And I've heard a lot of, you know, animals getting bitten by snakes and that we've got to be really vigilant. But you're saying, hey, everyone, snakes are around, but they're not around that much. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. You're exactly right. And I thought, thanks for having me on, number one. I really appreciate it. It's one of those things where it's springtime. So snakes are out mating. It's perfect weather in the middle of the day for them to be basking because there's this common misconception about snakes where they'll just soak up as much heat as they possibly can. That's not the truth. In summer, you'll find tiger snakes will be generally more active in the morning and in the evenings, early mornings and the evenings, whereas in spring, it's that perfect kind of 20 to 20 sort of 5 degrees where snakes will be cruising around and getting that sun at the same time as we'll be walking our dogs during the middle of the day or sort of that mid-morning towards that sort of later evening when it's nice and warm. So, yeah, I just wanted to try and debunk some of these kind of myths and all this bad press around these animals.
All right. So, you know, we are out walking our animals. The weather is good, then it's terrible, but then it's good again. And so we're getting out more than sort of we have in the last few months. And obviously so are the snakes. What do you suggest we do if we see one?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you see a snake, number one thing is keep calm. Don't freak out. You know, you see people that they have enough time to post a picture, to get their phone out and take a picture and post a picture on Facebook of the snake. If they're doing that, I don't think they're that stressed about the snake. I think it's more just sort of this fear-mongering kind of thing around these animals. Stay still, walk back slowly, keep your dog on a lead. Don't let your dogs off lead at this time when you're walking your dogs, even on the beach when you see dogs get bitten by a snake on the beach. Like, keep your dog on a lead. I know that it's great for the dog to go for a sprint every now and then, but look, it could end up in a dog and snake encounter. And that's where we're getting a lot of this sort of you know, this sort of where people are saying, oh, snakes are killing all these dogs or attacking these dogs. It's just simply not the case. If you know it's going to be a hot day or what we say is a snaky day, just be snake wise. If you can, bring your dogs inside.
Yeah,
okay. Keep them with you. You know, you shouldn't have your dogs out in that hot weather anyway. But, yeah, I just really want to clear up this kind of – there's not any more snakes than there was in the past years. It's not like they've randomly just increased in numbers by hundreds of thousands.
Sure.
What's happened is the habitat and the ecosystem that snakes live in, that's sort of starting to be, we're expanding, like Mount Dunede, Armstrong Creek, our house, the amount of people we have are increasing, which means we're going to encounter more snakes. More people equals more encounter with wildlife. It's simple math.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going to get the chance to have our hot girl summer, so it's only fair that they have hot snake spring. And
right.
if you know, they need to live their lives too. So if anyone does come across a snake, you're the man to get in contact with. Give us your details.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call me on Ballerine Surf Coast Snake Catching. It's just Google it and Google snake catcher near you. So the best thing to do, we have several snake catchers around the area, so it's not just my company. So if you just Google snake catcher and then your suburb or your suburb and then snake catcher, you'll find about three or four different people that you can call. And generally, we all work in together. So if I'm not close to there, I've got a couple of guys that I'll ring and get them over to your house. Or if someone's not, or they're not close, that they'll call me. So it's just, we're Ballerina Surf Coast Snake Catching, so you can ring me anytime. But and what I say to people is, it's free to call a snake catcher just for advice. We don't charge if you call us. So if you have a question about a snake or want to know how to minimise, you know, your chances of getting into contact with a snake at your house, we still do property assessments and things like that. So call any of the snake catchers around here to get them removed.
Right. Brilliant. Jack Gatto, thanks for your time this morning. And I do believe that when people do call you and ask for advice and then they book you for a job, you always end up by saying, well, thank you very much. Is that right?
They're usually all shook up.
So. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's do it.
Memes. Memes, 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 memes. Memes, 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 I want to talk about some memes. Does everyone hate me?
No, that's one of our favourites.
Okay.
That's some of your finest work.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I did see this meme and I thought, this is really smart for the teachers of the group or someone that works with kids.
Well, just for a bit of background, this is one of our favourite things to do, and that's describe a meme that you can't see. Because whenever someone tries to tell you about a meme, it hits exactly the same as it does when you read it or you see the picture.
Coming from you. Anyway, it says here, giving my classroom glue sticks human names has been revolutionary. So once again, giving my classroom glue sticks human names has been revolutionary.
Right.
Does a student care if a glue stick goes missing? No. Do they care if Derek, the glue stick, has not been returned? Absolutely. It's like a manhunt until Derek has been returned to his rightful spot.
That's probably right.
Isn't that amazing?
That's great.
That is so good.
See, it hits exactly the same,
okay,
doesn't it?
Okay, it's just... Memes. Memes, 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 memes. Memes, 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 I want to talk about some memes.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Has been described by one of our loyal listeners as having to go.
Just the theme of it?
No,
or?
Just the game in general. So make of that what you will. It's time to play.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Oh, I really wanna know.
What TV theme? What TV theme?
When you don't want me to move, but you tell me to go.
What TV theme? I appreciate everyone respecting the intro. What TV theme?
I'm dissociated.
What TV theme?
Disassociated.
What TV theme?
Telling the story.
What TV theme?
Ah. And last
last time I actually spoke into it, I got into trouble, so I was going to keep
quiet. Yes. Sorry.
You did, Beck. Thank you for being the Lingy, the other counterpart.
That's okay.
To what
I think
TV
I'm
theme?
Just here to make up numbers because you are so awesome at this
oh
show.
Oh, my God, I know.
Show
you
game.
Are, you are good at this show game.
It's the only thing in life.
No, you're good at other stuff too.
Well, it ebbs and flows. I mean, I didn't know what Khaleesi's milkshake was about, and then now we're playing What TV Theme. You know, hopefully I get to show some brain power in this game.
Mm. Here's how it works. I'm going to play intros to TV songs, like TV shows, I should say, and you are going to have to buzz in with your names and tell me what the TV show is. It's a very simple game. It does what it says on the tin. That's why I try and make it as clear as possible in the intro.
Yes.
It goes for 40 seconds. Mm. Are we ready to play?
Yep.
Yes.
Can we do a test buzzer, though, please, first?
Beck.
Great. Loggy. Good. All right. We're all on the same page because that was my understanding of what your names were as well.
Yes.
Question number one. Tell me, what TV show is this?
It's not Brides of Christ, is it?
No, it's not.
Brides
that
of
is a
Christ.
Classic. I'm going to write that one down.
I've never heard of that.
It's one of my mum's favourite TV shows.
Is it The Vicar of Dibley?
No, it's not. Oh, okay, God. It is. You're on the right track, though. It's a funny one. It's from the UK.
Oh, it's the priest guy,
Father Ted.
No, incorrect. It's a show that didn't run very long, but lives so much in sort of the general.
Blackadder.
No, close.
Oh, Fawlty Towers.
No, close. Everybody's close.
God.
It's based around a character. One character.
Oh, it's based around a character.
One guy.
It?
And it only had three seasons.
Mr.
But
Bean.
Yes.
Oh.
Mr. Bean and not Mr. Beast, the YouTuber.
Yes.
No, that's right.
Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean.
God.
That he's great. More Mr. Bean.
Good on you, love Mr. Bean.
Okay, that's one for Beck.
This game is like pulling teeth, isn't it? All right, here we go. Question number two. Tell me, what TV theme is this?
Loggy.
Okay.
I'm gonna, Hercules?
I'm looking, no. Also in the same sort of ballpark, right?
Keep listening.
Do
Come
you?
Beck, yes.
I was just thinking, Xena?
No, not Xena.
Loggy, The Adventures of Lois and Clark.
Yes!
Oh, my God, you got it. Oh my gosh.
Big Dean Cain family hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Terry Hatcher.
Oh, mate.
Dean
Cain.
What
a show.
Adventures of Lois. You even got the full name.
Oh, mate, I am into it. Take those glasses off, Dean. Bang.
Early 90s love for Lois and
My
Clark.
My sister Kristen was obsessed. We had really? It on VHS. Good time.
I love that you knew it. That's so cool.
You're going to go home and YouTube it now, aren't you?
Oh, you better.
Oh, mate. That's wonderful. I put that in there because I thought that's a hard one they won't get. And then I got a gimme for question number four, which we may not get to now because this is the tiebreaker, guys.
Oh.
1 point apiece. Tell me, what TV theme is this?
Very niche.
You can see the it's a recent one.
Okay.
You can see the universe of this TV show on Stan.
Loggy. Is it Yellowstone?
No.
Okay.
No. Good guess. But there are spin-offs. It ended recently.
Oh, Beck, The Walking Dead?
Ah, we have a winner.
Oh, Beck, well done.
I'm just thinking, Stan, what's been on Stan lately?
Yeah. No, I did give that away, didn't I? But well done, Beck. You have won the What TV Theme, and it lives to fight another week. We'll play again next Wednesday.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.